Welcome to City Talks, a monthly podcast looking at the big issues facing UK cities and the latest thinking on urban policy. I'm your host, Andrew Carter, from the think tank Centre for Cities. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of City Minutes, which is part of the ongoing series we're running, focusing on the levelling up agenda ahead of the much anticipated government levelling up white paper, which is due to be published in the autumn. For this episode, which is actually part one of a two-parter, I'm joined by my colleague, Catherine Enenkel, to talk about the economic performance of towns in the context of the cities and towns debate, which is often rather unhelpfully pitched as an us or them scenario. Welcome, Catherine. So let's start with the nature of the economic relationship between cities and towns. I mean, what is it? And specifically, for one to succeed, does the other have to fail?
Thank you, Andrew. First of all, there is a very clear link between cities and towns in the UK. And mostly it is that both are actually benefit or can benefit from each other. So the most simple way to put it is that cities can deliver productive jobs and towns, they can deliver skilled workers to be employed in these jobs. So the relationship is rather symbiotic. If one of them fails, either the city in delivering the good jobs or the towns not having enough skilled workers, the other one will definitely suffer. It is also particularly towns that benefit from being located next to a strong city. And this is why we see in our research that around 60% of strong towns, those which have low unemployment and well-functioning markets, are located within commutable distance of strong cities, while 72% of weak towns are close to weak cities or defined as rural. And there's also another thing our research shows. It's not only that towns would benefit from cities regarding access to jobs, so high-skilled jobs, basically. We also see that having a higher share of commuters to cities and high-skilled occupations has positive benefits for local high streets and towns. So these commuters who have a lot of money because they work in these jobs actually very often spend it in the local high streets, which is generating the jobs. And we also see that towns next to strong cities get a higher inflow of investment themselves. So they have actually stronger economies themselves, probably because there are some spillovers from the close strong cities next to them. And this is why we think that policy must focus on making cities able to offer many high-skilled jobs. And for towns, it means that their policy must help them to have many skilled workers to be able to work in these positions.
And our other research in this space shows clearly that one of the problems in this space is that many of our, particularly our bigger cities outside of the greater southeast, are underperforming. So they're not creating the economic opportunities for the towns that are in their kind of near orbit. So this is clearly a kind of relationship, a linkage issue going on. Many towns are in the orbit of cities, but some are not. How far does this relationship, this linkage go? How far does it play out?
Yeah, so we also had a look at those towns which we classified as rural in our research, those where you would need more than 45 minutes to reach the next city. So due to their geographic position, rural towns, they lay far from the influence and economic benefits a city can bring. And as a consequence, around 2/3 of all rural towns in the UK perform rather poorly, meaning that they have a very high unemployment rate. So they can already see that there's actually a link between cities and towns, because the rural towns are mostly not performing so well. For sure, you must then think, okay, what can we do about these rural towns? And it's a bit more difficult. So the leveling up challenge, because for sure, most of them, they don't have strong economies, don't get the access to jobs. So the focus on leveling up those is definitely a bit more difficult than for other places.
And if we have this perspective, if we adopt this perspective on the importance of linkages, and which means that rather than treating each place as an island, sort of self-contained and not really related to other places around it, if we adopt a more of a linked perspective, what are the implications for the levelling up agenda?
Yeah, for the levelling up agenda, that means first, towns and cities, we must see them together because they're operating together and they need each other, performing very well. And that means first, looking at the leveling up agenda, strong cities must perform strong to deliver high-skilled jobs, not only to the people living in these cities, but also to the people living in the hinterlands. And then for towns, it means that they must actually have the right workers to be able to work in these positions, which would mean for leveling up towns which are not so strong, mainly looking at their skill profiles.
So improving the performance of cities matters in and of its own right, but what needs to be done to towns to help them to be more prosperous and the people that that live in them. They are, in a sense, reliant on the cities that are in their orbit as well. Thank you very much, Katrin. Part two of the town series will focus on what can be done to level up towns. For more details on all of our Leveling Up work, research, events, more podcasts, visit our website, centreforcities.org. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Talks, brought to you by Centre for Cities. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching Centre for Cities. Please rate, review and subscribe if you liked what you heard. You can also follow the Centre on Twitter at Centre for Cities, or like us on LinkedIn for the latest updates on what the Centre is up to. If you have any comments on the episode or suggestions for topics we should cover in the future, we'd love to hear from you. Do tweet us or send an email to info@centreforcities.org. The music was from Palace Fires by Johnny Foreigner, used with permission, and all rights are reserved.